When's the last time we told people who's sitting at the table? Hi, I'm Matt. I'm playing Scarab.
Hi, I'm Imad, and I play Rootmore Redmayne.
One more time, Imad.
Rootmore Redmayne.
Yeah, buddy.
Get back into
Felicia,
the
I'm Felicia, I play Mona.
I'm Cody. I play literally everybody else.
Sorry, did you want me to say it again, Emmett? You seem like you were upset.
You were leaving it,
Emmett. You seem like you were upset about how I said that, Emmett.
What?
You want me to say it again?
Skittle.
What do you mean, say what?
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt.
All right.
Hi, my name's Felicia and chicken butt.
Come again, why? Chicken thigh. We got there.
Hi, my name's Felicia and I play Monet.
Thank you.
That's not Monet. So good.
We make you happy?
Oh, God, we need video. Just so the listener can see Felicia's face.
Can't handle it. You can't handle the face.
What do you mean?
Just a Felicia face cam? I sent out a vocal survey last time, and I haven't received any responses yet. So I would love to hear from people on whether or not they want a camera above the table that still stands. If you didn't hear last episode and you just skipped ahead to this one, do you want an overhead camera for our table?
Well, also,
nobody's
hate you.
Nobody's heard last time either.
It's I know. I'm just preemptively throwing this one out there as well.
We're pretending like it's already out, Emon.
I know.
And I want everyone to know that if you skipped last time and you are on this one, that I hate you.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Damn.
That we're that I do not appreciate who you are as a person, and I am upset at you, and I honestly hold hatred for you in my heart.
If I had a face cam, you would have seen my eyebrows shoot off of my forehead, because that's where they went. And if we had a face cam for Felicia, she would be an anime cat girl if Grumpy Cat were a cat girl.
If I had a face cam, you would see just how absolutely livid I am and how much emotion there is in my face as I'm saying this. Because I am capable of making facial expressions.
All right, I'm tired of this farce, this sham. Last time, you all had a very interesting visit to the cemetery. You went on behest of, I almost called him Everett. That's not his name.
Varen.
Thank you.
Varen?
You went to the graveyard on behest of Varen, running through the town, screaming to anybody who would listen. Everybody heard, but nobody would listen, except for you.
Of course not.
He claims that the dead have freshly risen without so much as a how do you do, and so you bolted for the graveyard, his key in hand, before you found yourself before the gates, overflowing with the undead. Trying to burst their way through the cemetery, you quickly found an alternate route in through some broken bars. Make your way into the cemetery as the undead begin to converge upon you. Rootmore, thinking quickly, invokes the power of Torag, showering the undead with his golden light.
Torag!
Oh, it was so good, dude. Ugh,
felt good.
After you guys make short work of this zombie troop, you begin to investigate, wondering what the hell is going on here. You start digging up some of the fresher graves. Six of them, in fact, had to have been dead no less than a week prior to your arrival in Etrin's Folly. And as you uncover them, looking for any hint or clue as to what's going on here, you find a magical dagger. And as you retrieve it from one of the corpses, an arm snaps up to grab you, and you are bewildered as these corpses rise, and you're drawn into another combat. Six of these Festrogs, as they are known, assail you, and before the sixth one could rise after you had felled five, it begins to dig up and the earth begins to tremble, and a literal deluge of undead spout forth from the earth like an oil spill, like a cartoonish oil baron's wet dream. Undead pour forth into the cemetery, casting you all into chaos again. Once more, Rootmore, with the holy energy, burst down a good deal of the zombies. You made pretty short work.
He just started blasting.
Started blasting and laughing for so long. And then...
Even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
Right after... Speaking of blasting, like right after Scarab, you whipped around with that nasty crit that like splashed the last five in one of the troop, eliminating that troop. Monet finishing off the last with a magical critical. And so each of you reaches deep within this well inside of you and pulls out an amazing feat of strength, and this...
We were the last of the rest of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
We were the living amongst the dead.
You were the last of us. Mm-hmm.
And it was doing the Star Fox... Move forward and B move. The flash. Dash. The dash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the side B. Classic. Yeah.
Side B, thank you.
Yeah, we saw some new magic.
And as quickly as the chaos happened, it ended. And so now, here you are, standing in the middle of this barren cemetery. The last of the day's light has long since faded, and the eerie red glow that was being cast on the moon from the sunset has now faded, and the silvery ball hangs high above you as you stand in a now barren graveyard with nothing but the silent chirping of crickets and a yard full of holes.
Monet! Rudemore! Are you okay?
Oh, just dandy.
My character sheet's still loading. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
While Scarab is waiting for an answer from Monet...
I'm so tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man, big fights. Are you sleepy?
I'm so sleepy. I could really take a breather.
Tricky is sensing for earth tremors, if I need to roll a perception on that. And
sure.
Scarab is... my brain's just going to do what it does. He wants to look over the bodies and see the for lack of another word, the desperation between ages of death.
Sure.
Like, time. Are these, yeah.
What yeah, give me the roll.
Okay. Perception on both?
Perception?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be a 23 for Scarab. See if you can tell the difference in their ages.
And for Tricky?
21.
And you're still mounted on Tricky, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so as you're sitting on the back of your giant boar, who is kind of stamping around impatiently, wondering, like, is the threat over? Is any more coming? He's, like, hitting the earth, almost, like, trying to enact any more vibration, if there is anything.
Yeah, come out.
And he's, like, stamping in place, maybe, like, half-turning in circles, looking around wildly. His tusks are still lowered. He's on guard. He does not... seem to sense any more tremors, and he gradually moves to a sense of still and calmness, maybe shakes his head and gives a snort as if it's over. But it's kind of funny to think about a graveyard being quiet, feeling out of place.
Yeah.
Not something you would normally think, but now that everything's settled, everything is quiet. And given what you went through, it's almost eerily quiet. But you feel assured that this is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And as far as looking over the bodies while you're kind of spinning around on Tricky, looking over the bodies, there are various ages in various states of decay. You have some that are straight up skeletons, like especially in the first group. Most of them were just like barely held together collection of bones. Some of them have like... still some remnants of skin that is either in tatters or leathery strips, and others are fully skinned, but it's long dried and taut in like the more like classical sense of a zombie. And some are more fresh, like the Festrogs that you guys dealt with are much less rotted through than the other zombies, aside from these like festering boils that seem to have covered much of them.
Okay, something else that's definitely curious that I haven't thought about too hard, because we kind of got jumped by those three other groups. Can we... I don't remember if you said outright, but there was like 13 to 15 in each group?
Yes.
Like, if not more?
Yeah. Yeah, they were essentially like, if you were to think about them not as zombies, these would have been like almost like military troops.
Yeah.
Although because they were undead, they... you know, much clumsier and shambling about, but they were the size of, like, small regiments of men.
So I guess, I don't know if he would say it out loud, but I guess something he would lock in to his brain is, like, did we see more corpses than there are graves? And if so, were they doing mass graves, or what foul magic? Clearly, there's some sort of magic, but was it?
Wow.
Yeah.
But is it? Were these beings being pulled from bodies that were already here, or were they growing? I don't know.
Go ahead and give me a religion check. You could confer with Rumor if you'd like.
Let's see. How would he say this? How would he?
You could ask the questions you asked me, but or that you were wondering to Rootmoor, and he could run the check on it.
Is that a Bible, Scarab?
I'm reading Leviticus. There seem to be many more bodies than there are graves. More heads than headstones. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're correct. A lot of bodies. 18 religion.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You want to roll the aid?
I wouldn't aid.
Okay, so 18's enough to know that there's no chance of undead, like, growing, per se. They're not being materialized out of somewhere, either. Mm. You would estimate that maybe there were mass graves, or maybe in the earliest days of the settlements, settling, that they maybe were not burying with headstones, or maybe there were events. There were the Goblin Blood Wars. There was the Hag Uprising. They might have had events in which they might have had mass graves that then, like, got buried over for the new graveyard, newer graveyard, although this graveyard does not look new by any means. And from what you know of Varen, he's an inheritor of the graveyard. His family has run this place for generations. So you would just assume that, yeah, there are more bodies than headstones, but it doesn't seem like that is because of any sort of supernatural reason.
I have these inklings in my mind. This either has something to do with the tower or the creeds, or this is gonna look real bad for the kobolds. Rootmoor, was this the same kind of magic we saw in the dungeons?
Have you shared your dreams with us?
I don't I think he's
probably mentioned a little bit, but
he's mentioned a little bit, but he's kept a lot closer to his chest.
And for clarity on it, all of you have had the section of the dream that Scarab did, as far as with the premonition of the Kobold King telling you how none of you would.
We've all had that.
You've all had that dream.
Oh,
the only
shit.
Part that was purely Scarab was the beginning of it, as far as the oily black water that he's like in, and the introduction with Tricky speaking to him. Those are purely to Scarab.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Each of you had troubling dreams. I believe that was just last night.
You guys have definitely heard when the Kobold King, or the proclaimed Kobold King, was like, come back down here. You know, he didn't say that, but
the whole thing
for Scarab,
of him,
it's like, come down here, bitch.
Yeah, the being, you know, you all saw the same thing of each of you in various states of either torture or toil being made into slaves or playthings.
Damn, I thought that was all. Did you know, Fee?
No.
Yeah, I thought that was all.
Probably
Scarab.
Didn't articulate that enough. Each of you had terrible nightmares last night. Maybe now that you're standing here in the graveyard and you have a moment to think in the face of horrors, you're suddenly remembering the dreams.
We're just all getting
deja vu. It's like in the middle
vu.
Of the day, you're like, oh shit, I had a weird dream. You're like,
yeah,
that's when you
it
remember.
Snaps okay. back to you. But yeah, you okay. do remember each of you having a dream where I guess Monet would have seen Scarab and Rootmoor suffering, and Rootmoor, you would have seen Monet and Scarab suffering as you were addressed by this like comically enlarged looming kobold out of a chair on a like long spindly staircase looming down over you, speaking each of you how you were doomed should you return, that you could not win, and that you in Etrin's Folly were doomed to die.
Etrin's Folly?
Sorry.
Sorry. Good catch, me. I didn't catch that.
I think I said that earlier too.
That's funny.
That's not where we are.
Tell me, what are we doing?
Where are we again?
What lane is this?
We did
Falcon's
play the fall.
Hollow.
Yeah, we played the Fall of Plaguestone. Good adventure.
Edrin's Folly.
Just fresh on the brain. I'm sorry. Yes, how each of you and Falcon's Hollow were doomed under command of the Kobold King.
Hey guys, this is gonna sound weird, but I had a weird dream where there's a very large kobold.
In a place called Entrance Folly.
In a place called Entrance Folly.
No. It's not that far from here. We could make it by tomorrow.
Entrance Folly.
No, I could really take this somewhere, but no. We won't.
Now that I have the knowledge that we all saw that dream, can I roll a
can I roll this back a bit and not go into the graveyard?
I would like to roll a check to see if this large kobold is, in fact, an Aruxi, like a lizard folk.
Sure. Sure, or, give me a...
Society?
Yeah, that'll work. Or, I guess, nature. Either.
Yeah, me too. Let me see what I have to do roll nature. About it.
Sure, I'll do nature. Damn it. 13.
Okay. We're not talking about huge checks here. This is just a matter of, you know, are you racist or not?
Give me a second. Let me see. Let me see what I got.
Does this man look like this man? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not a hard check. Do you see color?
This is being sizist.
Hell yeah, starting off strong with an 11.
Okay, actually both of those are fine. Yeah, if you're thinking about it, no, it definitely looked like a kobold. It looked like if you took Scarab and just stretched him.
Okay.
For dramatic effect. You don't...
Ew.
I mean, you've never seen the Kobold King. You don't know if he's just an abnormally large kobold or not. But at least in your dreams, it was intimidating seeing a kobold so large looming over you. But, you know, dreams are dreams, and they exaggerate your fears.
Well, shit. Do you say that?
Fears.
Do you say that whole... what do you say?
I'm not afraid of my friends being enslaved. It's stupid.
Stop. Yes, we had a weird dream that's obviously not going to come true, but...
I saw a stretched kobold.
Oh, me too. And we were all enslaved by tiny lizards. Made no sense. Sorry, Scott.
No, it's fine. I think there's more to all of this.
Back at the Crucible. That's where it's coming from.
I think so, too. He called himself the Kobold King.
Whatever, you're a king.
What does that mean?
It used to mean nothing. Not until King Kobold. I thought it was a fluke. But I have a bad feeling about this guy. I've seen what a stretched kobold can do. It's not normal for a kobold to be that size. You've seen it too? These dreams, they've kept me up for nights. Have you seen it?
He seemed long.
Very big, cartoonishly big.
It's a cartoon.
Ah, it's...
Rootmore pulls out one of his notepads, his medical journal, and on the corner, he's got a little stick figure, like, grilling, and every page moves a little bit. He's like, let me show you. And he flips through it really fast, a little animation. The guy burning a hot dog and then catching on fire and runs off.
Cartoon. Animation. I think I've got something here.
They're all the rage in Absalom.
I see.
You know, something that's not really just make up in your mind. It's strange. Why is he so big? It's a dream.
Take good care of that. It's pretty good. Could probably fetch a high price.
Thank you.
Let me roll a crafting check to see how good it actually is.
Sure, please do.
13.
I mean, not the best, but it's a new medium, so it's impressive.
Well, all right.
Usually just wizards doing things like this. Good going, brother. No, there's more. You guys are my friends, right?
Of course. Yeah.
You ain't gonna tell.
You ain't gonna tell.
I don't get the reference.
It's okay. Nobody else will either.
Help me.
If somebody does, God bless you. You've listened.
Oh,
you've
please.
Listened to Twisted.
You're my boy, right? You ain't gonna deal.
No, man, no.
Because I'm gonna kill you.
All right, you have to say the reference. Come on.
It's from Twisted. I don't remember what album. Good luck finding it. It's suckers. It's
Twisted.
It's from a Twisted album. It's an interlude to one of their songs.
Yeah, it's a guy getting into a car with his buddy and then trying
to... No, he's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your mom in right. there?
He's talking to his buddy on the phone, and he's basically trying to tell him that he killed somebody, and that if he
it's
tells,
a joke.
He's going to kill them, too. But he's having such a hard time telling him. He's like, bro, why are you crying? Why are you crying, bro? You ain't going to tell, right? You ain't going to tell.
I'll kill you, too, man.
I'll kill you, too.
Like, whoa, hey, whoa. It's a comedy sketch. It goes way back to my high school days.
That's an oldie.
I've been having these dreams as well, goading me back to the crypt. There shouldn't be another large kobold. There's only one King Kobold. Look.
The Scarab turns and he pulls back his sleeve. You see now that his scaly gold kobold arm is like completely covered in moss and vines.
You.
Go ahead, Rootmore! Go ahead, Rootmore, tell me! Break my heart one final time!
Oh, medicine check, 1,000%, I guess?
Yeah, give it a go. Or nature.
Nature!
Finally!
14.
29.
Not any disease or parasite that you've ever heard of. You've never even heard of... You've heard of, like... sentient carnivorous plants or parasitic plants that'll like take over a host, but this doesn't seem like anything of that nature. This seems like something that would have to be magical, maybe even other planar.
Leshy?
Not leshy in nature.
I'm being dragged into something, and I think I'm dragging you into.
The Scarab's eyes are tearing up pretty bad,
and I can't stop this damn itch.
Reaches back behind his neck, and you see his eyes open. The water that was in them shoots out, falls to the ground as he's in shock, and he pulls his hand forward, and there is a small, sentient mushroom.
What the fuck?
In his hand.
What the fuck?
The mushroom reaches its arms up into the air, and it says,
Bee!
What the fuck? Rootmore doesn't say what the fuck, but he's...
Scarab's trembling. In shock.
Rootmore will lightly take this sentient creature from Scarab's hand and same motion, give Scarab a hug.
My friend, you're not alone. You're not alone. We'll figure this out.
Eats the mushroom.
Oh, delicious.
No, the mushroom actually just like it like slides away just back into Scarab's person and disappears.
Geez. I think that thing's been whispering to me for like the past 2 days. I'm a part of something that I've been warned of, and I think it's coming true. I was a high-ranking general for King Kobold's army. He is my brother, and he too is stretched and enlarged.
Is this the one we're seeing in the dreams?
I didn't want to believe it true, but my brother died 2 days ago.
Scarab, this is a lot.
It is, brother.
We were with you 2 days ago.
I've been seeing it in my head. There's a new King Kobold. And it's not the one we're seeing in our dreams. I have to go back down there, and I have to end this.
You have my grill.
And my fist.
Matthew.
Oh, thank you.
Hell yeah. PP.
PP. PP bag.
Place my PP in your hand.
After a night's rest, of course.
It's always ready.
I hope we can get sleep. Bean, not Bean.
I don't know. What do you guys think? We're already here. Let's check. Let's check the boy's house.
Yeah. The worst. Look, there's so much more to this. I feel like I saw this coming. I just didn't know what was gonna happen now. I'm getting a lot of information that's new to me. I wanted to come here to see if anything was strange in his house, you know? Any clues as to why there might be dead in the crypts, not so much dead here now? Maybe a quick check.
Yes, let's do it quickly while we're here, because it took a while to get down here.
Yeah, you can actually see his hut from here. It's just outside of the gate of the cemetery itself, a little bit off of the path that led you up here. Just set in maybe about 15 feet away from the dirt road that leads to the cemetery, there's a small trodden path that leads to a very modest shack kind of set up just in the woods.
Yeah, let's dig through this man's stuff.
Yeah.
Look, never said I was a good guy in this game. It may be confusing. There's a lot of gray areas.
Okay.
It's for the good of the people.
Welcome to Pathfinder.
You make your way, careful to step around the freshly made holes and mounds in the graveyard before you work your way outside of the holes in the gate again. And as you cross the dirt path heading towards this small shack, it is very modest in appearance, very run down as well. Imagine at one point it was probably a simple like log cabin construct that never got a renovation or an update, and it is in a small amount of disrepair. The roof is mostly thatch, partly worn away. You can see that there are some obvious holes. And the front door is a simple swing door with a shackle lock on the front of it.
Try that key on it.
Yeah.
You carefully insert the cemetery key and give it a twist. And there is a click and a pop as the key unlocks the lock.
Okay, scot free. It's like we were invited.
Exactly. You give us the key. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry.
Don't look at me, Torag. Don't look at me, Torag.
He technically didn't tell us what this key is for, so...
No, literally here to help. I know I may make some jokes out of character, but right now I'm in character, making this even weirder. But this is for the good of the people and good items.
Yeah, Scarab would slowly walk in. Hope that he's not just like standing in there in the dark. Like
he didn't just... Well, sausage man.
No, no worries. He was in town. There's no way he would have made it back here in 15 minutes.
Just been sprinting back.
Okay, so yeah, you guys, you want to head inside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you pull the door open and it slowly creaks as it does, giving away its age and disrepair. Before you find yourselves in a very modest combo of like a living area and kitchen. Kitchen is a generous term. It's more of a long counter with some storage cupboards. And the living area itself has a single well-worn leather chair. Most of the exterior of the leather has been worn down, revealing just like a simple fabric undercoating that is sat in front of a fireplace, empty and cold, although filled with ash. The counters are mostly barren, aside from you can see some leftover wrappings from the morning's pancakes, so it's the same, like basically the pancake container is still on the counter. There's some cutlery set aside, and there's like a washing basin that still has water in it, which is a rather simple home. Aside from the single chair, there's not much furnishing here. On the back wall, there is a doorway that is an open door that seems to lead into another room.
Where's the shelf?
Scarab's going to look at the cabinets. Are there any like knobs or spots that look most worn? Because I know this dude, unless it is like a shrine or a shelf, this dude has a bunch of stuff somewhere.
There's two cabinets above the counter, some storage space below the counter. You think like maybe not think, you can see about like four little cubbies, and then to the left of it is a larger closed shelf.
I'm gonna start looking through this stuff, eyes out for any you know like what necromancy looks like, right? It has a look.
Bones, diamond dust.
That kind of stuff, yeah. And, maybe a religious iconography. Anything we can sell and or learn from.
Weird, creepy shit.
Yeah, not that Scarab has any idea. Not that, like, not that finding that stuff here would do anything, but... I don't know.
Yeah, so you're just looking through the cabinets right there in the kitchen and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can tell you, just by digging through them, you see... Like remnants of dishes. Not remnants. You see dishes.
Have a plate.
You see what used to be a plate? There's a clear shadow left on the cabinet floor.
The two-pronged fork, if you could call it that.
It's very barren and very utilitarian. Like when you're looking through the cabinets, you expect to see like a lot of, I don't know, different things. But like you see like one pot. There's like two plates. And then, like, if you're digging around, you'll find, like, maybe one set of cutlery.
Okay.
It seems like maybe there's more room than what he has that probably was filled, but as it stands right now, he's down to what he's got, and it looks like he hasn't replaced them.
Yeah.
As you're moving down and you move towards, like, the larger cabinet to the left of the counter and dig through it, it looks like the remnants of his food stores. And they're in various states as well. There's some, like, bags of flour and grain. There's some, like, vegetables. Some of them are fresh. Some of them are, like, kind of moldy and, like, really need to be thrown out but just haven't been dealt with yet. Mm. There's a few small stores of, like, salted meats and things like that that still seem to be in okay shape. But it just looks like a pantry.
Yeah. Or is going for the back room.
Clearly no treasures in here.
Okay. Rumor, as you move towards the back room, moving through that doorway... immediately to your left, there is a small inlet, like a little room, and that one appears to be like a bathroom. It is purely just a, place think like a porta potty. There, yeah, it's a sitting spot with a hole in it that seems like it goes under the house. Nothing else there, but as you like peer from there back to the right, this is like what would be his like sleeping quarters. There is a simple cot, looks like a hay mattress. Taking up majority of the room, there's a small armoire that you imagine is for clothing as well. But the thing that catches your eye most is that in this room, all over the walls and strewn about the bed and the floor are just innumerable sheets of paper with charcoal drawings on them.
Mm.
Lots of them. Like almost like somebody's been drawing like feverishly. And some of the ones that you pick up that stand out to you, the first
appears to be
a rendition of several humanoids, but they seem like almost shadowy and not quite right. They bear open fangs, and they have this like heavy emphasis on the eyes, as if the eyes are giving off some kind of energy. The depiction that you see has three of them. You almost think that they kind of look like maybe zombies. Or skeletons. Some depiction maybe of the undead. The
too scary
second,
rips it up, throws it on the ground.
The second one that stands out to you.
Oh,
you're
passing these out to us, Rumor?
Yeah.
The second one that stands out to you is a circular drawing with a like almost like a 90 degree spiral. So a spiral with like squared off edges in the middle of it. But it also has some sort of like basic rune carving maybe of some kind that's going on there, and it also seems to be giving off some kind of energy, or it's on fire or something of that nature.
It's the yellow mist.
The next that's one that you see is of a it's almost like a deer skull or some kind of like long pointed skull with antlers. And something underneath it is a shadowy figure that also gleams one eye, giving off that same energy.
Is this a skinwalker? What is that thing called? That large deer head?
A wendigo?
Wendigo.
It is not a wendigo that you know of. I mean, it could be a wendigo.
Oh, God.
And then the final one that stands out to you is another drawing. This one is equally rushed and scratchy, but it is the sole focus of the image. There is a figure kind of gleaming over their shoulder with one eye. They have long, what looks to be scraggly black hair covering most of their face, and one glowing eye.
Can we surmise that these have been done by Varen?
You can imagine. Yeah. It's in his room. He lives alone. Unless somebody in the time he came to town to warn you guys came in and threw a bunch of pictures around.
Yeah.
It stands to reason.
These are zombie drawings.
Scream. I'm just zombies kidding. Drew
I'm
them.
So sorry. It was a joke. I'm says, not that dumb.
Says Monet.
This is creepy.
I like her assumption. One thing while looking over these Scarab would be wondering, as I'm wondering, are these things that we've seen in the dreams? Would these, do these connect? Is Varen also seeing what we're seeing?
Yeah, give me a general recall knowledge. You can do it, each of you, and I can see what you guys can glean from it.
What would that bonus be? Just rolling flat?
Yeah, we'll say, yeah, just give me a flat. Yeah, we're just going to go with...
If it's okay, I'd like to try and recall knowledge of the picture that I saw inside of Saravok's tower to see if this last drawing...
Oh, Shavaros. In Shavaros.
Yeah, Shavaros.
Vade?
Yeah, Shavaros.
Shavaros.
Shava.
If I can do my recall knowledge on that.
Sure, if it looks like what, though?
If it looks like him. Or okay, the painting that I saw in there of him.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Give me a recall. Give me a yours. Give yourself a perception bonus.
I got 13 on the die.
Okay.
What do you mean a perception bonus?
Whatever your plus to perception is, put that on top of your roll. You just said do a perception check, essentially. Scarab, what'd you get?
Scarab got a natural one. He's still. It's like he's trying to think of this stuff right here, right now, but he's still cringing on the fact that all of this, these things that he said. It might all be coming real.
Yeah, I mean, you're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Like, let alone, you know, the horrific nightmares you've been having, the bodily changes you've been having, and the fact that you just underwent, like, surviving a zombie horde. Like, you got a lot going on. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're a little preoccupied.
He's out of it. What'd you guys get? Come on.
13 on the die.
Lucky 13, and always.
What were you looking for specifically on it?
Just to see, same thing. Dreams, is this something we saw? Is this something that we know?
Sure.
Of... like what we saw in the crypts, not the crypts, the crucible.
Yeah.
And for you, Monet?
Got a 14. And okay. Monet needs her own dice.
All right. Oh, so.
Understood.
Yeah, Scarab, you're too absorbed in everything that's going on to really piece anything. It just kind of, when, you know, Rumor is passing these out to y'all and showing y'all, calling your attention to it.
He keeps seeing this man who called himself the Kobold King.
I think the other thing that throws you off is just like that there's a little bit of a shock value walking into, you know, a simple man's home and seeing something that is obviously consuming this person.
No, he's seeing what we're seeing, something.
So I'll say what you guys can glean, and that's all of you looking at these, the first thing that you can pick out is one of the drawings, the one that the first you saw, is most definitely a drawing of the undead. You literally just came face to face with it moments ago, which you know he wasn't here to draw it, which strikes you as odd that it's already there. But one thing you can note is not only do the shambling figures in the picture look like the undead, they also have that like glowing eye.
Yeah.
And they glow in various places like the undead did. Taking from that, the two other drawings that depict like humanoid or creatures also have glowing eyes. And so there must be something that is linking these to the undead. I will say that Rootmore and Monet, you recognize the horned picture as being the spitting image of the Kobold King as you saw him in your dream.
Oh.
With a skull helmet mounted on his head and the one glowing eye peering from underneath. And Monet, you actually recognize the shadowy figure glaring over his shoulder. You can't be sure, but it kind of reminds you of somebody that you've seen before.
Ooh.
There's something just weirdly familiar.
Oh!
She's a demon.
Hold on a second. Is it...
I'm gonna shit my pants. What is happening?
Is it who?
Say it and you'll get a pee-pee.
He's right.
You got notes?
You don't even have to have the name. You can just tell me who you think you remember it from or where you think you saw them.
Ooh. The man in the library?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. The
You do remember him. Oh. This kind of looks like Drasmorg. That loser from the library checking out the book. The very same book that you ended up reading the copy of. The copy that was left by Rootmore's cousin, Druengar, before he set out this way. The very same book that you used to come to Falcon's Hollow.
Wow, did you guys know about that?
This is like episode 9 shit.
This is real early Paul
Holy
callback.
Crap.
You get a pee-pee.
You do get a pee-pee.
Yeah!
Yay!
Because you remembered, and I wasn't going to say anything if you didn't, aside from the fact that it looked familiar.
There you go.
Dang, yeah, because I would not have pulled
if
that.
If your suspicions are correct, then this is a... What is his significance here?
Yeah.
If it is him, or why... Why, if it's not him, does it look so similar to him?
He's just a loser wizard.
In his depiction, why does he share the same glowing feature in his eye, the only eye shown?
We gotta find out where he resides.
What was his name again? Can you tell me so I can write it down on my thing?
Drazmorg. Drazmorg.
Morg in the name. Ugh. He's just one of those guys. I named myself.
Just to refresh your player memories from early on, one of the rumors that Monet had heard at the time, Rumor wouldn't have picked up on this when he went to the library, but Monet, because you were there, there were rumors that, you know, he was a bit of an outlier, not a very good wizard.
A bit of a cad, if you will.
A bit of a cad, yeah. Some people called him Squeeb. That's not true. But there were rumors going around that, like, because he was an outlier and weird and creepy, some people thought that he might be a necromancer, or at least interested in the dark art of necromancy.
He was interested in necromancy.
Thinking back on it now, you can remember seeing him checking out the same book over and over again for weeks on end, and then the last time you saw him, he had the same book in front of him with a pile of other books as research, but that book in particular, he had been scribbling in the margins, something strictly not allowed by the library. He had been drawing and writing in the margins, but as you made your way from like the upper section of the library down to confront him, by the time you made it down the stairs, he was gone, and the book with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was only later that the copied version of Druengar's manuscript was produced for the library again, about the same time that Rootmore showed up, read this manuscript left behind by Druengar, who was making note of his travels, stopped in Absalom, and decided to, at the library's request, leave behind a copy of what he'd written so far before he made it all the way to.
Wow.
So that's what you can glean from these. You're not quite sure what this, circular symbol with the angular spiral and runes seems to mean, but it is depicted in giving off some kind of fire or energy that makes you think of the eyeballs. It's kind of the tying theme between all the drawings, is the depictions of some kind of energy emanating from the visible portions of living beings and from this thing.
Does it look like a top-down view of anything we saw in the crucible?
We haven't seen that.
You have not seen that.
We're going to find it. It's going to be on the ground, carved or painted or something.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's something, as a player, I can imagine that. But we haven't seen any depictions of it in the halls?
You have not.
Okay. So we definitely saw machinery and like, pictographs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's also nothing about this, at least from the drawing, that screams of dwarven make to you.
Dang.
So Rootmar, flipping through these drawings, he just looks up at both of y'all and says,
"We have to go back. I didn't want to, but we have to go back.
I have no choice. It's gonna drag me, no matter how far I run."
To Falcon's Hollow?
Yes, first. Let the sheriff know what we're doing and what happened, but...
And then what?
We have to go back to the crucible.
Oh, okay. Cool. Why?
The dreams, it seems like it's all connecting. The undead. This weird spiral. Clearly a spell. Someone is attacking the town. We need to stop it.
Yeah.
It's necromancy. They're raising the undead.
I'm not sure if we are gonna find out a why, but it's definitely happening. We should try to meet with the Greeds.
If it's a spell, shouldn't we meet up with the wizard?
We can find out where he is.
Not a bad idea.
If he'll let us in. We'll find our way in.
Oh, we'll get in.
Yeah. But we need to warn the sheriff, because regardless, who knows how many more bodies can come out of there and attack the town.
And regardless, we're gonna break the laws.
Oh, yeah. We're outlaws. On steel horses, we ride.
I'm gonna break into the wizard's house.
Oh, sounds so fun. This situation sucks, but I'm having fun.
Oh, it's terrible, but I don't think we have a choice. So we have to have fun, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned how to make pancakes. Let's go!
I'm gonna steal a child.
What?
We should go back to town.
We need rest.
Yes, yes.
Before leaving, do we see any, like, grave-robbing items? Any treasures?
Yeah, what was he talking about? The shiny bits on a shelf that he...
Yeah, this is now more because Scarab feels like we've got leads, but he's also a spelunker.
Yeah, I mean, one of the rumors
that
you...
Likes shinies, hasn't found shinies recently, has a lot of shinies, doesn't want to let people into his house.
I think I talked about this before, but there's a bit of a rumor going around that people know better than to bury their dead with any trinkets of significance because...
That's why I want to know if he's got a secret drawer.
They
tend to
go missing.
Yeah, he said he did say he has a bunch of shiny shit at his house.
There is a wardrobe.
Oh, crack that baby open.
Swing that open.
Yeah.
Open door sound.
Two sections. We've got the top section is double doors, and then underneath that is a set of drawers. The double doors, as you open those, have just a few sets of simple hanging clothing and actually some of his... you imagine what are like his work tools. Like there's a shovel, a pick, some other earthing materials, a hoe. There's even like a bag of grass seed just sitting in the bottom there. Up top are a couple sets of hanging clothing, like some overalls, some work gloves, things of that nature. Just stuff related to his job.
Does he have an auto feeder?
He does not. He's a pleb.
Scared.
But as you move down and start to like rifle through the drawers... you pull open the first drawer, and there's just a bunch of socks and underwear.
Scarab takes the entire drawer out and sets it down.
Okay. As you pull out the drawer and set it, the all of the contents spill out onto the floor, followed by the bottom of the drawer, which makes a loud clanking on the ground, followed by the tinking of many things spilling out onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
As you look around, there's several gold coins. You know, there is, for some people, a practice of placing coins over the eyes. There seem to be about 12 gold coins altogether.
I have no interest with these, Monet.
Thank you.
You also see...
I'm not going to take these, Monet, please.
I don't know what's happening. I'm in the other room.
Ooh.
Same room. You're watching this happen. Your god is displeased. You see several other trinkets. Rumor's there's like
back in town.
You know, your hands are on your hips and you're shaking your head furiously.
Okay.
So you see 12 gold coins. You also see a rather nice looking pocket watch, several rings of varying degrees of extravagance. There's like, you know, a plain band or two, a wedding ring here or there.
Gonna have to sell these in a different town, that's for sure.
You imagine that if you were to gather up and try to sell off all of these items, you could probably fetch another 12 gold.
It's pretty good. I know a guy.
Only 12 gold for a bunch of rings and pocket watch?
These are simple. I mean, 12 gold is a lot for one thing.
Monet, it's used, you know, but, you know, it's 12 free gold for us, right?
Monet is just thinking in her mind as she goes to the store, and then the store says, I'll give you 12 gold for it, and then she says out loud, 12 gold for just a couple of rings and a pocket watch?
You totally traded for like a fool.
Is that too much? Six gold?
No, no. Yeah, that seems more reasonable.
You get Street Fighter 6 with all the DLC. Come on, this guy's worth it.
Well, just think of it. It's $1,200.
Yeah, and this is...
It's a lot.
It's essentially
1,200 yen.
It's essentially a small fortune. Like, there's probably... like a dozen rings or so. Again, a varying quality. There's some that are, you know, they're only worth not but a few copper, but there are some that are really nice. In fact, like, the pocket watch itself is probably half of that 12 gold on its own. It's a antique and in good condition. In fact, the silver inlay on it is still gleaming, not even tarnished.
Look, I hear you, Rumor, and I'd be more excited if buying gas alone wasn't 8 gold.
It's true, but we need everything we can get.
In this economy?
Ah, does somebody have that the rolled pancake with the sausage? Put in the drawer. We had a fair trade.
Yeah.
Was that me?
Scare reaches into his pants. I don't remember if he handed it off to somebody, but he grabbed an extra sausage. He took his and he wanted to give it to the homeboy, but homeboy's back in town screaming.
Rumor snuck one onto his plate when you guys left pancakes.
No, I had another one.
Scarab.
Oh, that was you. Okay, okay. So you had another one. Yeah, leave a calling card.
Mm. I mean, I got a feeling he's just gonna. He might like it, you know?
Sausage man.
Stole my shinies.
It's the kind of thing Scarab
would gonna kill Rootmore.
Yeah, don't leave that.
Maybe use a couple of leave a couple of sausages, because sausages are also shiny when they're greasy. You know? So they're shiny.
Oh, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna link this to us.
Replace shinies with shinies.
Well, that's fine. That's fair.
I'm just not gonna talk to him, so I don't want him to ask where his stuff went.
Leave him to me.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I would have wanted to do this beforehand.
Before you dumped his underwear and possessions on the floor,
we're not super far away from the graveyard.
No.
Scarab wants to get proof. I don't know how we would do that. I don't know if the heads.
We shove a body in his sock drawer.
I think if you were to bring somebody to the graveyard,
it would be epic.
Yeah, there's no way in that short amount of time that anybody dug up that many bodies, and let alone all of the chaos of the graveyard itself kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, I'm just tired of people not believing.
Does he have anything hidden under his bed?
No.
Nothing you want to touch.
No. And it's not hard to see under. It's more like a cot, really.
Oh, crusty socks.
And some more charcoal drawings, but they're very crass. There's one of you, Monet.
I no.
And Scarab.
I was
sausage man.
No.
I was just wondering if he had like a journal or something.
No, doesn't seem like it. Not much of a writer.
Yeah, I think we saw his journal. All these pictures.
Time to go.
What, you think he's going to find us and then we're going to have to kill him too?
Not even talking about him.
We can manage.
Talking about the undead, we need to let the sheriff know.
Head
back
out of time.
To the crucible after some rest, of course.
Yeah, I need to take a nap so I can be a cat again and break into that wizard's house.
I do think we need to go there. And we need to warn the sheriff. Of what's happening. Warn as many people as we can.
Of the crimes we're going to commit.
You fell down a hole.
I don't know, Monet. As we're leaving, you can say that if you must.
I think it's it's honest work.
It is. We're not committitting crimes. It's
a crime to break and enter, isn't it?
It's preventative measures.
We're breaking and enter. Well, not here.
Just unlawful entry, not breaking.
Yeah. What is it called? Breaking in when there's distress. Oh.
Breaking and entering. Beanie.
No.
Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
When authority has reason to break in, what is that called?
I don't think I'm authority.
Wait, no. Monet, you are authority. All three of us are authority.
I'm Monet.
Reasonable suspicion?
Yes, yeah. Reasonable something. I can't remember what it's called. It
smelled like drugs. So I kicked in the door.
Oh. So you want me to tell the sheriff that I broke into
probable cause.
Chavaros's tower before...
Probable cause.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remembered.
I get it, Rumor. You want me to tell the sheriff that I broke into the tower and then I found the girl. I broke the law and went into the tower and then I found the girl, and now that I am not in the tower anymore, so I am not committing a crime because I left the tower on my own accord.
Was the sheriff going to arrest you?
That now I have probable cause to break in again.
I mean, the sheriff was there.
He was not.
He was.
He was standing outside.
He was there.
He wasn't there.
He was there. I edited. He's there.
Yeah, he was.
We didn't think he was the episode after, but he was there. He was there.
He never agreed to come with us.
He came with us.
I'm standing right here, Monet.
I thought...
he was with us.
I don't condone any of this.
He was.
I had a feeling,
too. How was he there with us at the tower when he didn't go with us to the...
Because the episode after the tower, we thought he wasn't with us.
But we asked him to go with us to the casino, and he didn't want to.
Right.
And then right after the casino, we went to the tower. No, so no. How did he show up suddenly?
After the casino, you went to talk to the sheriff and let him know what's going on with... Because you went to the sheriff to tell him about what's going on with Blood Eye?
Yeah.
Blood Rag?
Yeah, Blood Eye.
And then he came with us to the tower.
Mm-hmm.
He was a promise.
I feel like he shouldn't have been because he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know why, but you guys must have convinced him to go with you.
I feel like if Cody had remembered that he was there, then he probably would have said something about Monet breaking into the tower.
Probably, but I mean, if Emma got it on the edit, then the
sheriff is with us on breaking a few rules because we're trying. I mean, literally, what we're doing is breaking rules.
He's a cool sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, even though he's sheriff, this place isn't run by the law. He's just trying to do the right thing. So if we convinced him that our way was the right thing, then he was good.
That's fine and all. I get that you heard it on the recording, but if Cody wasn't present as the sheriff, then I feel like it's kind of weird to have the sheriff be there if the sheriff wasn't there for the episode, makes sense.
I mean, he did say a couple lines while he was there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't remember there. Don't look at me. It's been basically months.
He just reacted to you turning into a cat.
Yeah, it's not like we got an issue there.
It's not illegal for a cat to climb into a window.
Yeah. Window's open.
There's some gray area there.
Sheriff knows we're going to have to break a couple laws.
He also knows we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
He also knows that multiples of us were set up for death. So
okay,
he's playing with different rules.
Yeah, you guys also saved his life that he offered up. In a way.
And then immediately started breaking laws, so it's like, I guess I'll let this one slide.
Just don't push it. You save my life, I'll let it go.
You're really pushing it.
As long as you don't, kill the person that lives there.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay.
To the sheriff. We head to the sheriff.
We're off to see the sheriff. Okay. He's 15 minutes away.
Without putting anything back and leaving the door open and unlocked, you head out of the house and run down the road.
Yes.
Sprinting with all heed.
You're right.
I mean, Scarab would have shoved things, but he's not worried about putting it all back together.
No, I mean,
we gotta get back. Zombies. Yeah. I don't think Varen cares.
There's urgency, but I feel like we can explain away why we searched through his stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we would be focused on making sure that his stuff looked like it was placed back exactly where it was. If we have to kill him, then we kill him.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Makes sense. All right, so you run back into town. It's a 15-minute jaunt. Assuming you're going at full speed like you were on the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And you arrive a little bit out of breath in front of the sheriff's office. There's a light on inside. You can actually, through the frosted glass, you can make out the sheriff. It's not frosted glass. He needs to be able to see outside. You can see him. He's talking to somebody at the desk right now.
Monet busts into the door.
Okay. You kick open the door, and it causes the sheriff to start for a moment, and the person in the chair also jumps. Before whipping around and looking at you, and it is Varen in the chair.
Monet walks forward and puts her hand in Varen's face and pushes him away and says, Jesus. Sheriff?
Hold on.
We have
one
an issue.
Does a 24 hit you?
It does.
He bites your hand.
Monet pulls her hand away.
That'd be 4 points of piercing damage.
Okay, I'll take it.
Strong teeth!
Yeah, he does not like to be touched, and you are in his personal space, and he just instinctively, when you put your hand there, he bites you.
That's so fair, and I completely understand.
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme and the beat you're hearing now is written by our very own Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio for music and ambiance. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Don't forget to leave us a comment on your podcast app or on our YouTube channel so we can read it on the podcast. If you have questions or a topic you would like us to discuss, email us at thecursedcaravan@gmail.com. All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Right. Do you know any songs like that?
Some like, all I think of is Dwight Yoakam. That tone.
Oh, is that okay? I don't know Dwight Yoakam, so I will look that person up. Because I want to make a playlist of like really gross country songs to listen to. Just country songs that just make me feel like I am descending into hell. So if you come across any, preferably older country songs.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam's older. There's another guy that I can't think of right now. I wonder if he's still alive.
If not, even better.
Because I saw him at the casino in Oklahoma with mom, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And I got a guitar pick with his name on it. So it was his birthday.
But like that Matt educated me that I want like steel guitar. Steel mm-hmm. like slide stuff. That's what I
you
want.
You ever use a slide before?
I mean, I don't do that. I just, that's what I want in the music.
Okay.
Not for me playing. I can't play guitar. I have a violin. So
you,
yeah, sure.
Do you have slide. One of those?
I have a slide, yeah.
Yeah. They're so cool.
I have a glass one, I believe, but you can mm-hmm. also get steel. And yeah. It sounds different.
And those are the cowboy ones. Mm-hmm. The steel slide.
Make
guitars.
Me spooky cowboy songs. I'm on.
Spooky cowboy
songs. Make me spooky cowboy songs, put them on Spotify, and so I put them in my playlist. That's and what make I sure that do. They're about like death and dying and terrify and blood and
bugs.
I wanna
murder.
Guitars are collecting dust.
Alright, tighten up, Emon. Let's go.
Sorry.
Specifically.
I need to just fucking learn how to make ambience. Nobody does it. Nobody does what I need. People need to make stuff for battles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just like crazy. I want fighting ambience.
I see. Yeah.
Like if you're fighting wolves, I want to hear gnashing and I want to hear howls every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear swords clanging against stone. You know,
and thudding into the dirt.
But like the only ones I can really find are just huge armies and like
yes,
come on,
yeah,
that's it. What D&D game do you play where it's an army every time?
We can do that in the backyard.
Just dang all hit each other with swords.
Just dang all hit each other in the swords.
Hearing cars driving around. By.
Ow, motherfucker!
There aren't that many cars driving by your house.
That'd be funny though.
And then, you know, every now and then, I'll just be in the background and I'll do a, oh, woo.
There are easier ways to do it.
Oh, okay. But are they as fun as that?
It'd be a lot easier. Sometimes fun is easier, or easier is fun.